Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Israel, speaking with Peter Berkowitz. Five errors of reporting on the war. Peter lists them very carefully, having chiefly to do with the fact that Iran is the aggressor. Iran launched the attack of October 2023. Iran launched the missiles, the drones. Iran paid for Hezbollah, Hamas, paid for Houthis, paid for the West Bank, pays for the depredations in and around Israel, and pays for the depredations of Lebanon, of Yemen, of Iran itself. The fact just sits there, has for years. Iran is the predator nation. And the reporters have another story sometimes. Then Iran and its surrogates pause to talk, David Daoud reports. We're looking at a stand-down of Hezbollah that is mysterious, but David finds it quite transparent. Hezbollah is the only asset Iran has. If it uses it, it will lose it. It's already lost the heads of it in the decap strike of the cell phones and the bombing raids earlier in the war. We also speak of Iran and its surrogates. Iran is said to be ready to talk. They're good at talking. Bazaar, talk all night for this rug. Have breakfast in the morning for this rug. Very good at stretching it out. I wonder if the Trump administration is aware that talk is their preferred state. Talk. Jim McTague reports on what he calls stress fractures in the economy of Lancaster County. Empty storefronts at the mall. Shopping only for vitals. Fewer tourism buses coming in. Is this a softening? Is this a pause at mid-year? Driving Pennsylvania, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous state, especially in July, June and July. Lancaster County is one of the successes of Pennsylvania for many, many decades. A softening there, does it mean more softening elsewhere? Unknown at this point. Noting. Jack Burnham of FDD reports on an odd story. Chinese scholars in universities publishing many papers in English, this was picked up by Czechoslovakia, analyzing and identifying vulnerabilities in the U.S. electric grid. No solutions, just vulnerabilities. Jack Burnham asks, why? I ask, could this be anything but malign? The way I put it was, can we think of a benign use of this? Not immediately. Then a conversation about NATO, its spending targets, its Spain waiver with Judy Dempsey. Conversation about EU, Switzerland negotiating with the EU. But Switzerland has the same issue with migrants that everybody has, except Switzerland gets to lock the door. Everybody doesn't lock the door in Europe or in the United States. Gregory Copley joins to talk about war in the Belgian Congo, former Belgian Congo, now called the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Rwanda. A battle between M23, a guerrilla gang that's sponsored by Rwanda, Gregory tells me, and the DRC's troops. The war has been going on for years. It's extremely violent. And the White House wanted to make it clear that it had negotiated a ceasefire or a pause or a peace in exchange for access to mineral rights that may or may not be reachable. In any event, it's the foreign policy Mr. Trump wants at the moment. Gregory also talks about regime change in Iran, regime change in the PRC, regime change in general, the theory of regime change. And we talk about the plan for the USA. What is the plan for Iran? Clinton ignored Bush identified it a refuge for al-Qaeda, but did not take on the Ayatollah. Obama made gestures for peace settlement, the JCPOA. Trump killed Soleimani and was threatening the apparatus entirely. Biden came back and transferred money and looked for to revive the JCPOA, reawaken it, tougher, smarter, something or other. And now Trump is bombing Fordo. What's the plan? King Charles Report. The Royal Train, after 156 years, is retired. The Financial Times and the Wall Street Journal say it's because they want to be frugal. It's a lovely car, but it looks like Winston Churchill would have ridden in it. Soft chairs, arranged like a long, thin living room. Three cars plus an engine. Retired. It'll be wonderful in use at amusement parks or somewhere ceremonial. Ride the Royal Train once upon a time. And then the conversation about space matters. Bob Zimmerman joins. Boca Chica, is there going to be a new date for the next test? Soon enough, perhaps. They're still straightening up the launch pad that got damaged in the fuel test of Super Heavy when it just come right kaplooey. It was not a shot. It was a static test, but it damaged the launch tower. We also talk about a super volcano on Mars being solving the volcano from space. Big, big volcano. We'll get there. And then Craig Unger joins to tell the story of Compromat, House of Trump, House of Putin, and the Russian mob, the KGB, Trump Tower, money laundering. It's an elaborate tale. It sounds like Hollywood, but there it is. Craig's been reporting on it for years. He gets calls from Europe, not so many from the U.S. I'm happy to have him tell the story. It's complicated. It's over many, many decades, and it involves with a man who became the president of the United States twice. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.